there for you. Bring up whatever you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots of different stuff on our website. You can actually create the content. You go to the front page, you'll see that as you scroll down, there are numbered items. As you go down the page, those are numbered items voted on and submitted by you. They are links to various different things all across the internet, everything from YouTube videos to blog posts to news articles. If you find something online you want to share with us and our listeners, you just submit it as show prep, and then it will appear on our upcoming stories page, where it awaits a certain number of votes before it will be promoted to the front page of the site. Go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones here. Coming up, drone strikes and war crimes. Mark will give us a little bit more information about that. But first, David's in L.A. David, or rather, maybe it's Louisiana. Sorry, David. Where are you at?
Los Angeles.
Okay. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you had mentioned the Washington and Colorado laws being passed. Here in California, we went just a step further than Washington did with our dispensaries. And, you know, it's different in that in Washington, you're not allowed to grow or buy or sell. And, you know, the dispensaries here have had what... I thought you were going to talk. The dispensaries here have had the DEA come in and close them down. And Sacramento has repeatedly told the owners of dispensaries to reopen. The moment the feds leave, they just reopen the dispensary. So Sacramento really doesn't care one bit about what the DEA does or says. And this is the perfect model for states' rights.
Right, where the state is backing the people that are in that state.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot wrong with California. There's a lot of stuff you can complain about with California. But as far as this is concerned, they seem to have gotten it right.
Yeah, I think that California will probably follow on the heels of Washington and Colorado because
with a legalization,
effectively of small amounts. Effectively, this is the case anyway.
That's true. I mean, it's not hard to get a doctor's note.
All you have to do is go to a doctor. There's some doctor in California that's going to say, "Okay, you got back pain. All
there
right,
you go.
There you go." I mean, back pain is the most complained about medical condition, as I understand, out there, and it is just impossible to treat, and it's difficult to know if somebody's even experiencing it.
Yeah, right. You can have arthritis. You could have migraine headaches. I mean, there's a number of ailments that it legitimately does alleviate. So, I mean, most doctors here, I think the percentage is like 80% of all doctors will just prescribe on request. But also there are holistic medicine. I mean, this is California, so you can imagine there's lots of holistic medicine places. And they actually promote in their advertisements. If you want a card, come to our place. We'll give you a card. Doesn't matter what your ailment is. And it's like the medical profession just really promotes it.
Right, and it's gotten to the point where we were in L.A. recently for a talk radio convention, and Carell was there, who's another talk show host. He's quite an interesting character, but he's got one of those cards, and he just loves the idea that he can walk down the street puffing on a joint in the middle of the city and not be bothered by the police. And they're not likely to bother you at all these days, as I understand it, because even though there's a chance that you might not have a card, why would they bother? Because half the people they're going to stop do have the cards, so they're just going to not even mess with it. They're
probably
just
more than half.
They're just going to ignore it, and they're going to, if you're walking down the street with a joint, you're not going to be hassled, as the way I was told about it. And that's an amazing success story. And I think it's really important to bring that out in the face of all this news about the federal government possibly doing something about Washington and Colorado. As you pointed out, they haven't done anything to overturn California's medical cannabis, nor the other 14 states.
Yeah, they have tried. I mean, they haven't legally gone into the law and tried to nullify, but they intimidate, they come,
sure,
they close the dispensaries down. They
but as far as overturning the law itself, they have not successfully done that. And yes, the intimidation has continued. Yes, they have robbed at gunpoint these store owners, and that's horrible. And it's a shame that the state of California can't do anything to actually protect these people. I mean, it's one thing for the city government to say...
They are an agency of protection, right?
Supposedly. but then that would put their federal money in jeopardy, likely, if they told the feds, hey, look, you come in and raid one of our town's businesses again, and we're going to be there with police officers to stop you. I mean, that would be amazing.
And that has happened, but I tell you what, the moment... these DA agents accidentally shoot someone in a dispensary, it's over. at that point, the state will rise up and just say enough's enough. And I don't doubt if sometime soon we see the state of California sue the federal government over this action. They've repeatedly opened the dispensaries, reopened them again and again, some of them multiple times. After a while, the feds just give up.
Good. That's as it should be.
Yeah, I'd prefer to see that, although it's a shame that there's people who are caught in the grist mill along the way. I think that
that's just how it's going to be.
It's been
though,
10 or 15 years. It's been 15 years, maybe?
It has.
Close to 20? I don't know. 15 years since California had its medical legalization. Yeah. It hasn't turned into any more of a cesspool than it already was. So why in the world does the federal government believe for a second that this is a problem?
I don't think they really believe it's a problem. Yeah. They just know they can go and steal stuff.
You know what's also cool, though, is that even the conservatives here in the state, even the conservatives have gotten to the point where they're saying enough's enough. Just leave these guys alone. They're not causing any problems.
Good.
And they were the ones predicting the problems, you know, the decay of society in the first place. And now they're just they've won over. The conservatives are saying stop it.
That's what a conservative is, a person who doesn't want to see change. Believe me, I'm speaking as a conservative. That's how it is here in New Hampshire, too, with the gay marriage law. New Hampshire was the first state in the union to pass through legislation a gay marriage law. And the fact is the conservatives are coming around at this point. Oh, my God, you don't see them humping
in
the street anymore.
They're a little different.
No,
New Hampshire.
You did not go to the town meetings where it was 40%. In my town of people in that town meeting wanted to vote for after the first year, vote for some kind of sanction on the legislature for passing this.
Really?
It did not start out this way.
I mean, those people are always going to be out there wherever you go, but I've always got the impression
40% of this town meeting, they took a vote.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I've always gotten the impression that conservatives and liberals in New Hampshire are a little different than elsewhere. I mean, you've got conservatives voting for gay marriage here, you've got liberals voting for gun rights, so things are a little bit different here as far as what people call themselves and what they actually believe. Great call tonight, David. I appreciate the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Hey, since we're still on the cannabis topic here, there's the DEA and the drug agents are rolling out the scare stories about marijuana now, according to Thornton, Colorado's CBS4. No matter how regulated marijuana is, now that pot is legal in Colorado, it will be hard to keep away from curious and unknowing kids, according to a member of a Denver area drug task force. Of course, the drug agents, the government enforcers, are going to continue rattling the saber for increasing the war on drugs or bringing back marijuana prohibition. And, of course, their trump card, they believe, is to save the children. We got to bring up the children. They're going to get their hands. They couldn't get pot before, and now it's going to be everywhere.
Which, by the way, the evidence is that that's not the case at all. When you look at places like Portugal, and I've actually got a story here somewhere in my show prep where I believe California has said the same thing, that they have seen a diminishment in youth drug use.
Yeah, pull that up. Jim Gerhardt with the North Metro Drug Task Force told CBS4, quote, "There's plenty of evidence that this is a harmful thing for kids. I can't even believe I have to say that. We've seen children infant age that have been getting into this stuff."
Now, okay, so, A, how do you get an infant to pull on a cigarette?
I suppose they could have found mom's bag of pot and then taken a bud out and chewed on it or something.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
It wouldn't taste good, though. I mean, Jack likes sweet things, right? Your four-year-old son, Jack, he likes things that are sweet. Do you think he would enjoy a dry flower? Chomping on that?
I can't imagine, but he's not a baby anymore.
That's
either.
True.
So, I mean, a baby is much more likely to explore the world putting things in their mouth.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they'll necessarily swallow it. But I remember that
more
video.
More likely to choke on
you
that.
You remember the video of the fat Indian kid that was smoking?
Yeah, from, like, the Middle East somewhere.
Cigarettes, and, you know, it was kind of a strange situation there. So I think you probably could get, but, I mean, it's really harsh to pull on a marijuana cigarette. And,
especially as an infant, I would imagine.
Maybe they probably won't do it again after they do it one time, and also marijuana still hasn't killed anybody.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with the propaganda in a moment. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here for you to bring up whatever you want. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on our site at zero cost to you. In fact, the features are loaded up. I mean, we've got a bunch of them that are free, but the other talk show hosts in the business want to charge you for. You can go and grab up archives if you'd like. Get as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you desire. They are there for you, and they go back for years, so there's plenty from which to choose. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll see right at the top of the page the last 7 days' worth of the show there for your convenience. Click into the archive section, and that'll take you way back in as far as years of archives. And in addition, you can grab archives of Free Talk Live as well as Mark's Edgington Post interview series through our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or if you're already sitting at freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link right there, which when you go to SoundCloud, it makes it really easy to both download and share our audio by clicking the share button and syndicating it out quickly to your Facebook or Twitter feeds or whatever other social networking sites that you dig. So go to freetalklive.com, grab some archives for free.
Have you ever thought about getting some stored food for some kind of emergency? If this has been a consideration of yours in the past, maybe some of the things that stopped you were, A, the kinds of ways that they store foods, the types of foods that they have, and B, price. These were a couple of issues for me. Let me tell you about buyemergencyfoods.com's Legacy Premium brand. That's the only brand they sell is the Legacy Premium brand, and the reason is because it's 100% certified GMO-free. It has zero MSGs, no artificial flavors, and they're the only ones also that put a oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They're the only brand that you're going to be able to find these kind of features with. They also have vegetarian and gluten-free options, and you'd think that all these extra features would, turn out to be more money, but not so. They are half of the industry standard when it comes to stored food, and significantly less than every other competitor out there. Go to buyemergencyfoods.com. Take a look. They've got their you can just go there, and they've got a little list where you can compare their product to the to their competitors. And I found it very motivating when I looked at this this particular list. It's under the product info tab in the navigation thing across the top. You just look for best value in the industry, and you can take a look at it. But when it comes to, let's just talk about stored food for a second. You can get a meal for $2.33. This is from if you get their long, the cheapest bucket, the year's worth of food, not bucket, but cheapest package, the year's worth of food. It's $2.33 a meal. Now they have packages for everybody. If you just want to get 30-day supply and then buy one of those, say, every month. That way you're kind of storing up. They've got those options for you, too. Again, use coupon code FTL to save 5% on your order at buyemergencyfoods.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The news out of Colorado is that government agents on the drug task force are still trying to freak people out about the idea of cannabis being legal, suggesting that now it's going to be even worse for children because it's going to be more prevalent than ever before, and kids are going to get their hands on it. He says, this is Jim Gerhard with the North Metro Drug Task Force, he says that we've seen children infant age that have been getting into this stuff. And he doesn't specifically say what he means there, but I think what he's getting at...
You'd think that that would be a court case, and that he would be able to name the people that this happened. I mean, there's no citation here. It's an anecdotal kind of thing.
Sure, sure. But I think that what he's getting at there is there have been cases of young people, like, elementary school age, getting...
He said infants.
He did say infants, and that's a possibility. But young people getting their hands on pot brownies, for instance, okay, that they may not necessarily be aware have pot in them and have some undesirable side effects,
sure,
as a result of that. And I know. I mean, if you eat cannabis, it can be very intense as far as, the feelings or the sensations that could come over you.
If you drank a fifth of vodka, it would be very intense.
And as a elementary schooler or an infant, it could be, sickening kind of intense, for sure. So I get that. But as you pointed out, vodka is legal, and kids get, their hands on that all
the
time.
I hear people mix that with punch, and it tastes good.
Kids are more likely, young people are more likely to drink alcohol to excess to the point where they will get poisoned by it and even die. Now, somebody might get sick off of eating a pot brownie, but the worst case scenario is they're going to puke, and that's going to be it.
Not good.
Right. I mean,
the worst case scenario is they
have to lay down
to the hospital, and then they get taken away and put in a foster home.
Yeah, but
the
as far as death
has to do with the government,
death isn't an option. It's just not even on the table as far as somebody eating a pop brownie. Sorry, just not going to happen.
Well, sometimes some people will do stupid things while stoned, but nobody has died from the ingestion of marijuana.
At Arapaho House, a drug and alcohol counseling center in Thornton, Angela Borneman said marijuana use is already the most common addiction in teens that they see. She says they're now expecting to see more and more problem dependence cases with the passage of Amendment 64. Why would that be? You can't legally purchase marijuana as a teenager. What makes them think that the fact that marijuana will be legally available to adults is somehow going to increase the prevalence as far as teenagers' usage?
I don't know, but I can tell you that the evidence is when you look at places like Portugal and Amsterdam,
yeah,
that, you know, we've seen evidence up to this point that, in fact, teen drug usage has diminished in those areas. And now the Huffington Post has an article out that says California marijuana decriminalization drops youth crime rate to record low. So that's the youth crime, not ingestion. But, I mean, show me. Show me the evidence.
Borneman says many kids might be more willing to try something that's perceived as less harmless, such as a pot brownie. Whether they know what they're eating or not, the THC in such an item laced with marijuana can have serious side effects.
Kids take pills all the time, but, I mean, you don't want them getting into your pill cabinet.
In children, she says, in particular, the brain is still developing. It's actually developing up until age 25, so
that's
we're not sure
accurate
how the substances impact the developing of the brain. So she's just... That's just fear-mongering straight up. I mean, you don't even know anything about this.
The ONDCP makes it impossible
to
study marijuana.
Right.
One of the reasons that we don't have studies is because of bureaucrats like this.
Yeah. Just straight up fear-mongering. This week, two different cases of pot brownies being sprung on people in schools have emerged on the Front Range. A teenage girl at Air Academy High School in Colorado Springs was hospitalized after eating a pot brownie a 14-year-old boy gave her. The suspect now faces a felony drug charge.
You know,
for sharing a pot brownie with
you
a friend.
You shouldn't be sharing brownies with people that, tricking people. This is a trick. This is a nasty trick.
Well, it does say that it was sprung on her, but that's just a one-sentence summary of a news story. We don't know if it was a trick. It was just too powerful for her, and, it could have been her boyfriend that gave it to her. I mean, who knows?
I understand the stories, and the fact is if you share things like this without people's knowledge, then you're opening yourself up to legal action, and if you just take brownies from people, that this can be really tough. I mean, you don't just eat an entire brownie just because somebody gave you an entire pot brownie.
855-453, you take control of the airwaves here. So the fear-mongering is going to continue, but eventually, presumably it will die down, especially after the numbers start coming out of places like Colorado, where, as you're pointing out, Mark, in California, teenagers are using it less, which it's hard to understand that. It's hard to believe that.
This story does not say that.
Oh, it doesn't? All right.
It says that youth crime has diminished.
All right, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Once again, head on over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll take you to that page on our site. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at the top of the page at shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you haven't heard about bitcoins, well, you haven't been listening to Free Talk Live. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source alternative currency for use on the Internet. With them, you can send and receive money online without having to pay any fees. That's a huge step forward and makes bitcoins in and of themselves valuable because you know what it's like using one of these online banking situations where you move money back and forth. They hit you for 3% or something like that. And, you know, that's a good... Who wants to pay 3%?
Okay. Not me.
Now, obviously, it costs money to get into bitcoins and it costs money to get out of them the same way that if you transfer money to, into any currency, you have to... It costs money to transfer from one currency to another. So I think to some extent that's mitigated, but bitcoins can be used to buy and sell on the Internet in so many different places. There are thousands of retailers, and we talk about many of them online or you know on the air here on Free Talk Live. Thousands of retailers that accept bitcoins now, and they're growing all the time. If you want to find out more about bitcoins, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got some links there. You can do some research and find out about them. What I find to be most valuable about bitcoins is they give the average individual complete control over their money.
Yes.
When you put your money in a bank, In whatever country you're at, that government agent, the government agencies are, the banks are beholden to the government, and
they'll do whatever they're told.
They'll freeze your account, they'll turn over whatever information, they'll do whatever it is that the government tells them to in those areas. And, you know, I've come to the conclusion that governments in, countries around the world don't always have everybody's best interests in mind. So if you feel the same way, you know, maybe Bitcoins are right for you in that area. I think that they're going to be revolutionary for the world.
Well, in my opinion, they already are, but yeah, BitInstant.com?
The Bitcoins.FreeTalkLive.com. But you can get them by buying the BitInstant.com, and there are links there at BitInstant.com at Bitcoin.FreeTalkLive.com.
Right, 855-450-FREE. The cannabis fear-mongers are continuing to put scary stories out there. You Colorado and Washington residents.
Why does anybody even continue to listen to these people? I mean, they've been talking for decades, but marijuana is becoming more and more ubiquitous. At this point, people know about marijuana.
Well, they continue because they want to recriminalize it. I mean, the people, these government bureaucrats that are the enforcers, in this case it's the Colorado Drug Task Force that was commenting on a CBS news story, these are the guys that are upset. I mean, hey, this is their gig.
This is their bread and butter, and this is what it all comes down to. It's the money.
Yeah.
There are...
No, it's the children, according to them.
No, it's the money. I mean, you know, they have not cited a single incident. They're not talking about studies and statistics. They're talking about
They do cite an incident. So some infant got some pot in their system.
At this point, it doesn't even rise to the level of truth.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, I believe that some infant somewhere has gotten into a stash of marijuana.
I bet some infant somewhere has gotten into his mom's pill container, too.
Yeah, absolutely. How many kids die from getting into toilet bowl cleaner? I mean, you know, so let's be fair here. But they're not talking, you know, they haven't even reached the level of truth because they haven't cited anything.
But Mark, if it could just save one life, one innocent life.
If you want to save an innocent life, stop people from driving cars. I mean, the fact is, far more kids are dying in cars than they are from the ingestion of marijuana.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the world, life is a terminal disease. The only alternative is getting older, all right? So, I mean, the fact is, these kids, every single one of these kids is going to die. Give them 90 years, and the vast majority of them will be dead. Give them 110, and they all will be. So there you go.
By the way, I posted this article about the Denver drug agents fear-mongering about children and pot, and we got some responses over on the Facebook profile, posted it to both Twitter and Facebook. And Jeremy George responds, he says, yeah, kids never did drugs until they were legal. Ain't that a fact? Michael Kirk says, dude, my brother overdosed from smoking grass. You guys are so heartless.
I don't even know if that's a joke or not.
I don't either.
I don't know if he's referring to us or the commenters on the thread. I don't know anything. I don't even understand.
There has been a time when I ate a couple of pot cookies. I ate a couple too many, and I felt kind of sick. You know, maybe that was an overdose. I don't know, but it certainly went away, and I was fine. So
right. Well, what qualifies as an overdose? It's subjective in the area of marijuana. I believe in overdoses for marijuana? Absolutely. Do I believe that those overdoses kill people? No, they don't. I mean, how's your brother now if he, in fact, did overdose? I don't know. I mean, I don't know the story here. I kind of think he's kidding, so I can't really say.
And your brother, you know, he didn't say his brother was an infant, so therefore your brother chose to smoke that weed in that case. And, hey, it's not for everybody. Everybody's biology or their physiology is different. We're not all made equal, and we, our human, you know, bodies react in different ways to different chemicals and different, stimuli. And so, therefore, what's good for one person may not necessarily be as good for another, and what's bad for one may not be bad for another. Each individual has to, you know, if they're interested in altering their state of consciousness, which is the reason why people smoke cannabis, unless it's for medical purposes, if they're interested in altering their state of consciousness, whether it's drinking alcohol or smoking cannabis or doing some other kind of drug, this is an area in which there may be a lot of charted territory out there for the rest of humanity, but for your own body, you don't know until you try it, and there may not be the best, you know, may not be the best experience for you, in which case maybe it's not for you. But to say that just because your brother had a bad experience with cannabis, that is the reason why everyone should stay away from it, is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this is a drug that is widely used worldwide, has been used for thousands of years. There are, tombs that have been unearthed,
right,
where, you know, the pharaoh or whoever had a bag of pot, basically, with them. They didn't have bags back then, but they had pot. They were buried with the stuff. I mean, that's how important that it was to people back then. So people, human beings, have been utilizing this plant for as long as human beings
thousands
have been around.
Thousands of years.
And that means that generally, people are pretty tolerant of it as far as their bodies are concerned. They're able to handle this plant. It's natural. It's nowhere near as dangerous as alcohol. And there are plenty of people that overdose on alcohol. And thankfully, we don't have people calling for it being outlawed, at least in any significant fashion. And most of those drug task force agents are probably going home to a beer or a few shots at night.
Right. Unfamiliarity is really what it comes down to. I mean, when you have kids dying from alcohol overdose, nobody calls for alcohol prohibition. When you have kids dying from marijuana overdoses, you have all kinds of people calling for marijuana prohibition. That's an issue of unfamiliarity.
Now, tell me about this news you have out of California. I misunderstood you earlier. I thought you said that you were saying that it was similar to the Netherlands and other places in that
Portugal.
Teenage use has gone down.
No, that's
after
not
the, legalization.
That's not the statement. Here from the Huffington Post, between 2000.
Because that is what happened in the Netherlands.
That's true, and it's probably true in California too. However, that's not what this article by Aaron Schenken is saying.
Got it.
Between 2010 and 2011, California experienced a drastic 20% decrease in juvenile crime.
2010 and 11?
Between 2010 and 11.
Okay, so just 1 year. Gotcha.
Yeah. Bringing the underage crime rate to the lowest level since the state started keeping records in 1954.
Okay.
Now, this is California, land of, youth gangs and things like that. Think about what you know about California from 1954 and the Beach Boys and Hot Rods and things like that. All right? Think about what you know about what you're told about California now with the crazy immigrant gangs and, all the things that you hear. And then understand this guy just wrote that bringing the age of the underage crime rate to the lowest level since the state started keeping records in 1954. And what a fascinating piece of statistics that is.
I'm interested in knowing more about that. It's certainly just correlation. It's not necessarily causation that it was cannabis.
Sorry, man. Life isn't full of science.
Is there anything to even suggest that cannabis had anything to do with it? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind too with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-533-4052. That's 888-533-4052. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 at FLEC1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Still to come, drone strikes and war crimes. Mark will tell us more about that. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything, and you can join us over at freetalklive.com where you can get interactive. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Now, somebody emailed the show the other day because they were concerned. They had gone to shop.freetalklive.com. They had clicked into Amazon because there's different links for Amazon there, one for the UK, one for Canada, one for the US. And then once you do that, you then just do your Amazon shopping as normal. And when you check out, a portion of the purchase goes to Free Talk Live. Thing is, it doesn't show you anything. And that can be disconcerting for people. You know, and it would be great if Amazon showed, hey, here's the percentage going to Free Talk Live. But it doesn't work like that. Basically, what it is it just sets a cookie in your browser when you go through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. And then Amazon detects that when you check out, I guess. And they know that we sent you to their site, and they then send us a portion of the purchase price. But there's no visual indicator anywhere when you actually do this process.
In this case, this person had gone to Amazon over the course of weeks and put things in their shopping cart or whatever, and then went in through the link, through shop.freetalklive.com's U.S. link, and then bought all the things that were in the shopping cart. And all the experience we have is that this works. As far as giving us a percentage, and their concern was, would it in that way? So,
just be aware. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com and click into Amazon, there will be no further indicator that you are there on our behalf. It's just you have to believe that it will work. And
it's a faith-based thing.
We don't mind checking on it. You know, if you're really, really freaked out and worried that for some reason it didn't work out, just you can email and, you know, send us a link to, or not a link, but send us a, you know, few of the items that you ordered. Because what we can do is we can look in our ordering information and see. What we can't see is your name, but Amazon will show us all of the items that are ordered. So if you give us the day that you ordered and the items that you ordered, we can track that down and verify and make sure, yeah, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. But every time I've ever done that for someone, it's always been there. Yeah. So if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click into the Amazon that's right for you,
Just know that Free Talk Live will get a portion of
it. It's nice to check every once in a while, though, just to check on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. So 855-450-FREE. Mark, you're saying that crime among teenagers is down significantly in California.
That's right.
In just the last 2010 to 2011
in a year.
Statistics collecting
right. It's
period.
An amazing year as far as statistics go. And I mispronounced the author's name. It's A. Arnold Sankin.
Okay.
Shankin. not often prison shankin' people. Here. Anyway, it's from... The fact is that it brings the underage crime rate to the lowest level since the state started keeping records in 1954.
That's shocking.
It is really shocking.
And I wonder if it's a fluke or because it is just a 1 year.
I can't imagine it's going to go down from here.
Yeah.
But it says, according to a recently released study, much of the improvement can be credited to the decriminalization of marijuana.
Really?
The study, entitled California Youth Crime Plunges to All-Time Low, and released by the San Francisco-based Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice, looked at the number of people under the age of 18 who were arrested in the state over the past 8 decades. The research not only found juvenile crime to be at its lowest level ever, but in the wake of then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signing a bill reducing the punishment for possessing a small amount of marijuana from a misdemeanor to a simple infraction, the drop in rates was particularly significant. In that one-year period, the number of arrests for violent crimes dropped by 16%, homicide went down by 26%, and drug arrests decreased by nearly 50%.
Amongst young people.
Yes. So the drug arrests certainly are an issue as far as that goes. There's a large number as far as the drop in drug arrests. But
so they're saying this coincided with Schwarzenegger decriminalizing cannabis.
Decriminalizing cannabis as far as, yes.
Wow.
The category
it's correlative, but it's interesting.
Yeah. The category of drug arrests showed decreases in every type of crime. However, the vast majority of the drop resulted from far fewer arrests from marijuana possession. In 2010, marijuana possession accounted for 64% of all drug arrests. And in 2011, that number decreased to only 46%. Mm-hmm. California's drop in serious youth crime has decreased faster than in the rest of the nation. And I think that this
That's
is
amazing.
Really incredible.
Why?
We're told... Well, because, I guess, to
just
some...
Just getting high instead of going out and committing crimes?
Well, I'd rather have that. I don't know what the reason is, but I'd rather have that.
Interesting.
The study's authors discount a host of explanations as to why juvenile crime has dropped so precipitously, such as changes in the way that statistics are gathered, demographic changes, harsher sentences acting as a deterrent, and like harsher sentences acting as a deterrent to young people, and other cultural factors like family connections. They assert that the only two major factors explain the trend, the loosening of marijuana laws and the improvements in the economic well-being of California's youth. Alternet reports... California's 2010 law did not legalize marijuana, but it officially knocked down simple possession of less than 1 ounce to an infraction from a misdemeanor, and it applies to minors, not just people over the age of 21.
Oh, wow.
Police don't arrest people for infractions, usually. Mm-hmm. They ticket them. And infractions are punishable, not by jail time, but by fines. A $100 fine in California in the case of less than 1 ounce of pot.
How about that?
I think it's.
I didn't even know about that. That's great news.
Yep. The author here from Alternet says, I think it's pretty courageous not to put an age limit on it, said Males, a longtime researcher at the Juvenile Justice and former sociology professor, at the University of California at Santa Cruz. Arresting and putting low-level juvenile offenders into the criminal justice system pulls many kids deeper into trouble rather than turning them around, Males said. A conclusion many law enforcement
That's an excellent point. And, you know, as somebody, Mark, who's been in prison for a number of years, you know that's true. I mean, you go in there with criminals, you come out a better criminal, right?
Yeah, the fact is, within the first month of being in prison, I learned how to hotwire an old Ford, older Ford. At the time, it wasn't that old.
And the guys were practicing doing home invasions,
They were practicing doing bank robberies. They showed, one guy showed me how you storm a bank. I actually watched him show some other people, but I happened to be in the vicinity, how you storm a bank as how he did it.
Yep.
And, there's all kinds of situations.
You make new criminal connections in there, too, right? Like, these guys, you meet them, and if you keep in touch with them after the fact, after everybody's out, then if you want to keep doing crime, you've got some buddies.
Yeah. You've got a little force that you can
put
together.
I think that's the most persuasive part about this, in that, you get a young person into the juvenile justice system, they go to juvie, they're around a bunch of other thugs at that point, And they're much more likely to join up with a gang, much more likely to get involved in more serious criminal activity. All they had initially was a bag of pot. They just wanted to get high with their friends. Now they're in the juvenile justice system surrounded by real criminals.
Yeah, it happens. And, you know, once they're in the system, they can also get, held. Things happen inside prison. People get more time held in longer in that way, too. Because, I mean, they're in violent organizations or violent, places.
I think this is some of the most interesting, like most persuasive news about decriminalization as far as the fear-mongering around children, because what we were talking about earlier is the cops out in Colorado, the drug task force, is trying to gin up a bunch of fear about kids smoking more pot now that it's semi-legal.
This is why I want the law enforcement community and the anti-drug, the pro-prohibition community to come up with statistics. Show me the studies. I mean, it shouldn't be that difficult for you to find them, because there's all kinds of studies out there that talk about youth drug use decreasing with the legalization of drugs. There's all kinds of them out there that talk about, in this case, the crime in general goes down.
I love this. Let the kids get high if you want to have less crime, crime. You want
Forget
less real
midnight
crime.
Basketball.
Yeah. I think this is awesome news.
Sacramento County Chief's Probation Officer Don Meyer, I think he must be biased for drug legalization, right? Told the Rosemont Patch, we now get an average of 7 juveniles a day, and that's come down from 20 a day.
Damn.
It's the lowest. We haven't seen this number since 1970.
That's outstanding.
It's
now, of course,
incredible.
For the bureaucrats, it's bad news because it means they might eventually have to cut their budget. But I'm impressed with that news, and that's great. And I find that believable. Now that you bring up the point about young people not being thrown into a juvenile justice system to become more criminal-like, that seems really persuasive. I would say that's more than correlation.
I love the HuffPo for some of the articles that they put out there. They put out articles that many other news-gathering agencies just do not have the guts to put out.
Yeah, well, we just had one last night with Radley Balco from The Agitator, who's a real liberty dude. I mean, HuffPo, people will accuse it of being a lefty.
All kinds of different people.
But they do seem to have a good variety of authors there on that site. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. Are you scared still of the idea of marijuana, cannabis decriminalization? Or is this persuasive? I say that's pretty persuasive.
I think everybody, I even thought if they decriminalized it that you'd see this just, this degradation of society to some extent. But, doesn't seem like it.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI, toll-free line. You take control. Drones and war crime still to come here tonight, as well as Buck Wild. We'll tell you more about it. Free Talk Live. You take control. Hour 3 is next.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.